What does the Distress Center provide for those who are just hearing about it now?
For sure. So if you are in crisis and need to talk to someone, you can contact Distress Center Calgary 24 hours a day by phone, text, or chat to receive some support. So we don't define crisis. You can contact Distress Center to talk about any issue you're dealing with, and we are here to listen.
I love that.
Yeah, so that's what we are best known for. There is a couple other things we do. So we also provide short-term crisis counseling, youth peer support, information and navigation services through 2-on-1, and housing services through our programs at Source.
Wow. Okay, I love it. You guys are like an open book and obviously able to tackle a lot of different issues. Like you said, there's not defined. Curious as well, how is it funded and what are the events like? Listen up, you know, how are they important for you guys' community?
So Distress Center receives funding from a few sources, including donations and fundraising. Fundraising makes up about 20% of our budget. So it's really important that we're able to successfully fundraise every year through events, campaigns, and grants. And events like Listen Up Calgary are incredibly important to helping us reach our fundraising goal. What's really special about Listen Up is that it is a community event, so Distress Center doesn't organize it. It's organized by Rich and Lauren Paxton. Rich is an alumni crisis line volunteer who wanted to raise funds and awareness for Distress Center, and him and his wife Lauren put on the first Listen Up in 2014, and they've done it annually every year since, besides the pandemic years. So it's really amazing for us as a charity because organizing events takes a lot of time and effort, and we only have so much capacity. So when community members step up and fundraise for us, it's a huge help to us, and we're so grateful to Rich and Lauren for organizing Listen Up Calgary. It's such a great event.
Awesome. When someone calls or uses the online chat, Lindsay, like what can they expect? And like, are there any other resources the Distress Center uses to help these people out?
When you contact Distress Center for crisis support, you can expect to be greeted by a highly trained crisis line responder who will ask you what's going on and the reason for your call today or chat or text, and then give you that space to talk about what you're dealing with. So we're not here to solve your problem at Distress Center. Most problems are too complex to solve in a phone call or a chat. Instead, the responder, who is often a volunteer but sometimes a staff, we'll listen to you, validate what you're going through, make a safety plan if needed, and connect you to further help if needed.
Love that.
And then in terms of, yeah, for sure. So in terms of other resources, we work with a lot of other agencies in Calgary that are kind of too numerous to mention. But one I thought I would mention, 2-on-1 I mentioned earlier, it's operated by Distress Center. It's an information and navigation service. So if someone calls in with an issue and they could use further help past kind of that emotional support, we can connect them with 2-on-1, and then 2-on-1 can further connect them to thousands of government, social, and community resources. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that's a huge help. And obviously, like you say, there's a lot of, I'm sure, different things you guys like to attack, but you have all the resources for it, which is good. I wanted to know kind of more about the volunteers. Like, how crucial are the volunteers to the Distress Center? And if I say I wanted to volunteer or somebody wants to volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
Volunteers, I can't really say how crucial they are. Like, it's immeasurable. Yeah. They're truly the heart of our agency. Like, we could not do the work that we do without them, and that's been true for us for our entire history. We've been around for over 50 years at this point, and we were started by a group of volunteers, and volunteers still remain at the core of the work that we do. And something that I think is cool is anyone can apply to volunteer at Distress Center. Our volunteers come from all walks of life. All the information that you need is on our website, distresscenter.com. We'll train you and make sure that you're ready and comfortable to get on the line. So we really need volunteers right now. We're actively recruiting volunteers to respond to crisis calls, chats, and texts. There's lots of training provided, and you'll get tons of skills and experience that are useful in both your professional and personal life. It's a really rewarding and meaningful volunteer experience.
Oh, yeah, it's 100%. Like, very rewarding. I feel like there's There's something very admirable about taking that to a volunteer position.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, is there any other areas you'd like to showcase how the Distress Center serves the Calgary community?
No, I just want to reiterate that Distress Center is here 24/7 by phone, text, and chat for anyone who needs to talk. It's free, it's confidential, and non-judgmental. So if you need that support, please reach out to us. All our contact info is on our website, distresscenter.com.
And don't forget, you can still buy your tickets to Listen Up Calgary at Dickens Pub this Friday. It's like $15.75. I bought my ticket.
Yeah.
Some great local bands, and someone's going to be opening for one weekend only.
Yeah. Lindsay, we just wanted to say thanks. You're phenomenally well-spoken, and you provide a lot of insight and honestly, like, open up my eyes to what you guys are doing. And I think it's just really great that you're able to speak with us.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, Lindsay, we'll see you at Listen Up if you're there. Hope to see you there.
I'll be there. Can't wait.